Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
For this week's industry review, I wanted to chat to three people who make it their business to make your kitchen everything you've ever dreamed of. Delighted to be joined by Pat McGrath. He's the MD at Cube Kitchens and Interiors. Stephen O'Byrne also joins us. He's the kitchen doctor. And also joining us is kitchen design specialist, Deirdre Duffy of D-Designs. You're all very welcome to the programme. Deirdre, I might start with you. You're a chef by trade. How did you find your way into this kitchen design business?
Oh, hi, Bobby. I started off trained as a chef and was working in London, doing the split shifts, as you probably know.
Oh, yeah.
I had an opportunity to take a few months off, and I started working with a kitchen company. And I found I just loved it and I didn't want to go back cooking. So I retrained and I started with a kitchen company in the UK, and eventually then I transitioned back to Ireland.
And the sort of work that you did in those early years in the UK, what type of work was that? Were you out on site measuring and specking out kitchens?
Yeah, I was out on site. We were in Kensington in London, so it was really, like, all of the kitchens were really small. So my job was to work out how to fit tiny spaces with beautiful kitchens. And it was all private work, and it was really good.
Good, okay. And so you then made a career in it, then you came back to Ireland and decided to set up by yourself.
Yeah, well, after a good few years working for various different companies at different levels, I got all my sort of, you know, my experience working out there in the business. I set up in 2003. And I had a kitchen showroom, and I supplied to the mainly private market for the last 20 odd years.
Well done. Okay, stay with us. Let's talk to Pat McGrath, Managing Director of Cube Kitchens. Pat, you're very welcome to the programme. I've been out in your site. I did an out and about from out there. So it's great to see you again. Remind our listeners of Cube's business. You're a massive international German company.
Yeah, well, we're an Irish company, originally started by the McNally family in Skerries, going back about 50 years now. And about 20 years ago, the family developed the brand Cube in the Irish market. We have 6 Cube stores in Ireland at the moment, and we have then McNally Living in Ballsbridge. So we would have 2 different sides to our business, retail through the retail studios, and then we've got a contract business where we would supply some of the biggest builders with product, with kitchens for their different developments across the country. So as you mentioned, our product is all German. We don't manufacture. We supply everything directly from Germany. And we took an investment last year from Nobilia, who would be the biggest manufacturer in Europe. And biggest, I suppose, to put in context, means that Nobilia produced 3,900 kitchens a day. Every day.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah, it is. When you go there and you see the scale of operations, the scale of manufacturing, it's just incredible to see it, you know.
And when you think of every kind of the individuality around, you know, most kitchens are like everybody's kitchen's kind of different. The fact that they could be producing that many every day suggests a kind of a homogenized kind of look.
No,
not at all.
Homogenized process, but they hold no stock of finished kitchens. So everything is built to order.
Yeah.
So the lead time as of today is 5 weeks. So if we press a button on a design that we might have agreed with yourself and press the button to order, that will arrive in our warehouse in Balbriggan in 5 weeks' time. But everything is made to order. They hold no finished stock. And when you go to the factory, what you see on one side of the factory is these massive trucks arriving with wood. And on the other side, you've got 50 or 60 trucks lined up being loaded with finished product. They hold them. No warehouse of finished kitchens.
It's German efficiency.
At its best.
There you go.
At its best.
Lastly, I want to introduce you to Stephen O'Byrne. He's a.k.a. the kitchen doctor. Stephen, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me on, Bobby.
Now, I believe you're a great man to refurb a kitchen. So to actually give life to a kitchen without busting the budget. Tell us about you and your story.
Yes, so I've been involved in the furniture industry probably for about 20 years. 3 years ago, I saw a niche in the market where there was an opportunity for to reface and streamline kitchens, maybe make them more functional for families or for any type of people. Really, they're looking for budget-conscious options, and I was hoping to fill that gap in the market.
So essentially then, does that mean just changing the doors on the units and putting new handles on them and spraying them a different colour, or is there much more involved than that?
There's probably a little bit more involved. So my job can be anything from changing a defective drawer that's come to the end of its life to completely refacing a kitchen, adding in extra units, maybe adding in some internal fittings like drawers or pull-out bins, bringing them up to the modern-day standard, but conscious of people's budgets and trying to offer the best value that I can for the product that they're getting.
Deirdre, can I come back to you and ask you about the kind of trends that we're seeing now? Is it all about sort of, you know, silently closing doors with no handles and smooth big drawers that you put pots in? And are we all becoming Protestants? Are we all putting our wanting to hide away our toasters?
Absolutely, yeah, 100%.
So what sort of trends are you seeing out there?
Well, in terms of design, yeah, it's definitely all about everything being silent as possible, because the open plan living now, you don't want to be sitting there watching the TV or listening to a nice bit of music and then the dishwasher's going or there's somebody banging doors. So silent closure and nice quiet dishwashers, definitely.
What about American fridges, the level of ovens now that you can see, double ovens, convection, combi ovens, like there's almost what I would have seen in commercial kitchens over the years finding its way into domestic kitchens, is there not?
Yeah, you've got loads of new appliances. They're all Wi-Fi connected, so you can switch them on from an app on your phone.
I'm not sure I like that, but there you go. Maybe I'm just too old school. So, the technology around everything being connected with Wi-Fi.
Yeah, and the beginning when the new hobs were brought in, where you could have the hob with the extractor built into an island unit, that to me changed how we could design the kitchen, because you could have a lovely induction hob on your island, nice and clean. You don't have the sink on the island. You could, you know, so the hob has really changed things in terms of design.
Pat, what sort of trends are you seeing?
No, I think it's exactly what, to build on what Deirdre said, certainly open plan living is very much to the fore, and we're seeing again colours, new colours coming through at the moment. Green is very popular, mineral green, satin green coming through.
Does open plan living suggest a need for better extraction?
It does, absolutely. It suggests a need for better extraction. It suggests a need for more consideration in terms of your colour choices, because if it's an open plan, if it's a kitchen that's enclosed, the kitchen colour is all you see you'll only see when you go to the kitchen itself. Open plan living will mean that you're sitting on a sofa watching your TV, you turn around and the colour of your kitchen has to blend in with the colour of your open plan space. So absolutely it does. Lighting is also important. Again, the kitchens that we design have got different lighting options if that's what you want to do. And again, you can tone lighting up and down depending on what kind of space you're designing for. So I think the biggest trend, the biggest impact in terms of kitchen design has certainly been open plan living, for sure.
Stephen, what about you? What are you seeing in the same vein?
I'd echo both other sentiments there. There's a lot of taupey colours, a lot of matte colours, greens. I see an awful lot of neutral colours in kitchens because with the open plan living, a big, huge pop of colour sometimes can be overwhelming depending on the space. So neutral, clean lines, soft closed drawers and doors as standard, and as silent as possible to have your appliances.
Yeah. What about would you be refitting a lot of doors with different type of hinges and that, so that they're self closing and silent? Is that something that people would?
Any door replacements that I do, I use self closing and soft closing hinges as standard. Same with drawer, soft closing as standard. I aim to buy the upper end of the market fittings. I just think they stand the test of time better. It's that old saying, buy right, buy once, or buy once, buy right.
Yeah. What about things like, I suppose, ice machines, you know, taps that have boiling water, all that sort of stuff, Stephen? Are they becoming sort of commonplace?
Well, a lot of the higher-end fridges will have ice machines built in, and hot taps, instant hot water taps, would be very, very popular. And there's quite a lot of brands of them on the market now, whereas historically it was just a Quaker tap. Now there's a lot of manufacturers offering very similar products.
Yeah. So does that see the end of the kettle or no?
In some instances, yes. For open plan living, again, it's ideal. Who wants to look over and see a kettle and a toaster when they're watching
a
movie?
Only if you're a Protestant. I'm only joking. People know I'm just... It's all said in jest. Back to you, Deirdre, then. When you look at... What about the business, then, that you... The services that you supply? Do you put yourself forward as, okay, I'm a consultant, I'll come in, I'll design, I'll show you what you're going to get? Do people want to see, I suppose, mock-ups of a kitchen? Would you build... or would you look at everything on 3D, or what's the process?
Yeah, so the process for me, my clients tend to be people that are maybe refurbishing or extending spaces, and they might be just building a box on the back of their house, and I would come and offer them sort of service where I would literally sketch the kitchen in front of them,
right?
Work out where everything could work. I can do 3D drawings, high definition drawings, and we can mark it out
Isn't that often the challenge, to articulate what people are going to get so that their expectation is managed, i.e. here's the drawing, this is what it looks like? Do you find that people sometimes have a difficulty reading drawings?
Yeah, well, I think people, they're either visual or they're not. So a lot of people who are not, you know, who can't visualise things themselves, they need to either see it in high definition, nearly as good as a photo of what your finished kitchen's going to be like, or even just, I find sketching it out brings it to life for them. So just sketching it in front of them,
yeah,
you can say this is going to work here. They can see it really, really easily. And then if they're really still not sure, you can literally, and I did this on Thursday, I can literally mark it out on the floor with tape.
Yeah, why not? It's good. It's as good an illustration as any.
Yeah.
About the business model as well, you say that if I go into your retail outlet tomorrow and I give you an order, I'll have it in 5 weeks. Is that right?
Yes, we landed in our warehouse in 5 weeks, and then obviously we'll be in contact with you to arrange a suitable time to make sure that everything is prepared, that the walls are dry, everything is ready, that your plumbing and electrics are ready, and then we'll install. We've got a very good customer service team and a very good fitting team who will hold your hand, so to speak, right the way through the process once you've placed the order.
So you have to interface then with builders, with electricians, with plumbers.
We do.
Is that where most of your challenges would end up, if there are challenges?
Yeah, I think the first challenge is what Deirdre outlined, which is getting the customer who has never bought a kitchen before to understand the process, and then helping them to visualise. Because when we did some research back in 2022, and almost 2/3 of our customers had never bought a kitchen before. It's a big spend. It's a very important spend for people. So the big challenge for the design consultants is, first of all, to help them to understand what they're looking for and help them then to come to a design that makes sense. Once the design is agreed and everything is done, everything is signed off, the order is placed, the next thing then is making sure that the customer understands that there are lots of moving parts. You're dealing with water, you're dealing with electrics, you're dealing with it. If it's a renovation project, then they're already dealing with builders, painters.
Yeah, and so on. Somebody
there. It can be very, very difficult. So a lot of the job of the customer service team is almost like a part therapist, part customer service representative, is to hold the person's hand as they go through that process, and to make sure. And the ambition for us, obviously, is at the end of the kitchen, once the kitchen's installed, that you as a customer of Cube are happy to recommend us to your friends and family. And if we can achieve that, then we're winning.
Yeah. Stephen, a couple of texts coming in. Somebody is asking, is a Belfast sink a good idea? What are your thoughts on that?
So it will depend on the style and the design of the kitchen, Bobby. A Belfast sink would probably need to be built into the kitchen from the get-go.
Yeah.
Fitting one can be quite difficult. It will also mean new countertops. And I'd always recommend, if you're going with a Belfast sink, that it's stone, quartz or marble at the top.
Yeah. What about granite, Stephen? There always seems to be a delay on granite, or is that just one of those things that's right across the industry? But I've come across it over the years, I can't remember how many times.
So again, Bobby, I think it will depend on the supplier. The supplier that I use would be generally 5 working days from date of templating. So once the kitchen is amended or installed as such, they will come and template the stone.
Yeah.
5 working days later, they would back to fit it. So there is a slight delay, but I mean, if it's organized correctly, it's minimal.
And you mentioned templating there. Is that just to be sure, really, that nothing goes wrong once?
I suppose, as everybody knows, not every house in Ireland is built with 90-degree walls and the indiscretions in every property. So it's just to give the best fit of the stone. Stone will be a premium product, so you'd expect it to be installed correctly, measured and installed correctly to stand the test of time.
Yeah. Lastly to you, Deirdre, the island, everybody has one nowadays. Is that essential, do you think, in terms of kitchen design today, that you have an island that maybe has a couple of seats that two people sit up on, and it's, or what are your thoughts around that?
I definitely think it's lovely to have an island, but it's not essential. I think what's more important is that the flow and the circulation around the kitchen is really good, and that works really well. But an island, yeah, it's lovely to have an island, and then just have, I would always recommend just a very small area for a stool so that you don't sort of not use your dining area, you know.
Yeah.
Because you don't want six people sitting around the island having their dinner sort of.
And is a TV in a kitchen, are they in more kitchens than not? At this stage, I would suggest they probably are they?
I'd say about 50%.
Yeah.
I'd say they might have a small TV. Depends on the size of the house. They might have a small TV in the kitchen, or they might, you know, a lot of clients would say to me, I'd like to be able to see the football while I'm cooking.
Yeah.
So you might sort of organise that the hob is facing the island, but also that the TV is within.
Well, it's another reason to climb up on the island, isn't it, and watch the TV when hopefully somebody else is making the dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Pat, what about the future for the sector? It's, you know, you've been around a long number of years. Your two colleagues here are competitors, as they may be, on the show today. How do you feel about the business going forward?
I think the as we'd all know, we have a housing crisis, and I think as long as we need to build houses and houses need kitchens, and certainly there's a market there for us all.
Yeah.
I think the reality is that not everybody, and I wouldn't see the guys as competitors. I think we're all in the same business. There are people who will look at their kitchen and will say, you know what, actually, I don't need to change this. I'm going to talk to one of the guys and do a renovation project. That's perfectly fine. I think that there's lots of choice available now. I think that what's changed also is the way people research and the way people design kitchens. Years ago, people would have walked in with a brochure and post-it notes. Yeah. Now people are online on Instagram, on Twitter, and on TikTok, checking kitchen designs before they come in. So I think what we as the industry need to do is to make sure that we are providing people with options, and that we do our best to understand how people live. And I think that's the biggest challenge for the industry, is going to be adapting to how people are living. I mean, one of the things we talked about earlier was the storage instance. I mean, now one of the big questions is, where do I put my air fryer? Air fryers 5-6 years ago wasn't a concern, wasn't an issue.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's understanding how people's living styles and living habits are changing, and then adapting as a business to make sure that we're always aware of those changes, and developing and designing kitchen spaces, be they big or small, that suit and that give the person the most enjoyable experience that we can possibly provide.
Okay, well, I've enjoyed our conversation. My big thanks is to Pat McGrath, the Managing Director at Cube Kitchens and Interiors. Stephen O'Byrne, the Kitchen Doctor, thank you for your wisdom. And indeed, you sound like the right guy to refurbish one's kitchen. And Deirdre Duffy of D-Design, thank you as well.
Thanks,
for joining us today.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.